Blog Talk Radio.
Family, greetings and welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inka. I'm live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome my old friends by saying Habari Ghani, and I'd like to say what's up to my new friends, and I'd like to send a shout out to that great big adventure that's going on in Philly right now at the Locke Convention. I'd like to be there with your sister, so I want to send a shout-out to those people who are traveling and are on the way to get to the Locks Conference. To Harambe Radio Station, we said go right ahead and speak your talk and talk your talk and walk your walk and go ahead and do your workshop. So we send a shout-out to our neighbor radio station, Harambe Radio Station. They will be presenting at that Lock Conference. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you, and this is an unusual day for me to be doing relationships. I know this day was reserved for children. However, I will be out of town at a conference, so I won't be available to do our Saturday night show. So I'm moving it up a bit to make sure you don't miss a beat with this divorce clinic. You know, when you start something, you want to finish it. This is a divorce clinic, and we do offer tools and didactics. And today we're going to be giving you some tools. And I want you to realize that there are tools available for you. I have been talking to a couple of agencies about making their program available as an affiliate. So you can go out on a website to access their self-help material. We don't have all those materials put in our Akashic records as of yet. So we're partnering with other organizations. But what I do have, I want to give it to you today, and that is on oracle reading. I did talk to you earlier this year about doing more about divination and explaining to you the benefit of divination for planning your life. And you especially need to have a tool like this after divorce so you can look into your Akashic records and get a reflection or a glimpse into the future of what your planning should be like, because you're starting anew. You're starting brand new. And for some of you who are divorcing, like myself, you need a plan. You need a rehabilitative plan. And how do you start your life over on purpose? Don't just accidentally roll into the doggone thing. This time you can start over on purpose. Maybe you got married before because of an accident. Maybe because a child came into the world that you did not expect and you were forced into getting married. This time around, you have a little bit more time. And if you're up in age, children may not play a part in your getting married for the second time around. So you can take your time. However, you do need some tools, and those tools need to help rehabilitate you. And these are self-help tools that I'm giving you. I'll be giving you some tools today on self-help, on divination and oracle reading. These came out of my Akashic record, and I want you to have them. So we're going to be discussing a little bit about how do you read oracles and what are the benefits of oracles, and do you need oracle readings in your life? Well, if the president has to consult oracle reading for making decisions, looking at whether he should proceed or whether he should contract and pull back, then all of us need oracle readings. And we need to go to someone who has a specialty in that area, or some of you can teach yourself how to do divinations and how to read not only Torah cards. There are other cards out there that you need to know about. And today we're going to be talking about our ancient Egyptian oracle reading and a little bit about our African reading of oracles, because there are many things that you can find in the oracle readings that you would not ordinarily find in the zodiac. We're not talking about zodiac signs. We're not just talking about compatibility here. We're talking about reading into the lives of those you love and into your own relationship. How do you plan for it? And can you have an extraordinary life after a divorce? I say you can. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I intend to show you how you can have an extraordinary life and love affair. And that energy, that low-vibrating and low-frequency-raising energy could be sabotaging your love life. So I want to get your energy level up and show you how to get into some oracle reading today directly after we finish paying homage to our ancestors and ask our ancestors in so that they can reconnect with us. So hold tight, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll meet you in the atmosphere. So hold tight. I wanted to also remind you to put your seatbelts on, because Omi is taking you on a little roller coaster trip in the room today. So you want to put those seatbelts on. This music that I brought in is for the roller coaster ride. Get it? It sounds like you're on a Ferris wheel ready to go up. So you ready? Tighten them up and hold tight. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. Stay tuned.
Toca el acordeón.
And you are in the Cure to Read room. And if you'll step over to the Talking Cure room with me today, I certainly appreciate it. And we do not have any guests today. I am the in-house resident on this topic for today. However, we will meet you again on Tuesday of next week, and we shall have a guest that will be supporting me. And you can call in, and I want those phone lines to line up. I want you to lock that number in at 646-478-0270. Today is Friday, and normally we do greet our children, and we will meet our children again next Friday with a selection of Junie B. We wanted to finish that book up, and we will do that for the children around 1 o'clock next Friday. So for those children, you are to get out of the room. This is exclusively for your parents. This is a mature audience today. Thank you so very much for going over to the chat room with us. And our chat room, excuse me, not our chat room, our Talking Cure room, our chat rooms are open. So if you like to post on the chat room, you can post. And if you even like to be a supporting guest or a host in that chat room, please drop me a line. I'd love to have you. Once again, we will go over to the Talking Cure area. This is where we do our spiritual work. Because we are self-healers in this class, and because we are about the business of self-help, we are underwritten by Project 2019. We're a consumer and family education department. We deal with the whole body, mind, body, soul, and spirit. As you know, our advertisement reads Care to Read. We talk about all the books and materials that you should use. And today I'm featuring a special book for you. You definitely have to go out and buy this book. This is definitely a required reading for the Arsonist tool that we're going to be using throughout the month of October as well. The Art of Divination, the practices from around the world. And this is a full practice from around the world, ladies and gentlemen. And it incorporates all of the oracle readings for each culture and for each various different customs. Now, I'm going to be talking about the African's customs today, and I'll be giving you the oracle reading from the ancient Egyptian. Now, for those of you who are oracle readers and know something about oracle reading, these were ancient procedures that were done in the ancient old days, and they're still repeated throughout this century. Now, let's get ready so we can do our libation. If you will position yourself as if you're ready to receive with your hands up and standing, if you like, as we like to pour libation to Akamare, Oladulamare, who is the God of the universe, and we pour libations and say Ashe. We like to pour libations to my father spirit, the man in white, who is a representation of all of the Orishas, Obatala. I like to pour libation for my mother spirit, and that is Yamanye, who is the mother of the oceans, the creeks, the rivers, and of the streams. And we pour libations to Yamanye. And water knows no enemy. It is neutral. Ashe. And we say tutu. We do say tutu because tutu means cold drink. May each and every one of our ancestors who are traveling back here find their way to come and receive a cold drink. We say that may anyone that might be trying to stifle us in this room, may they be stumbled and may they fall into the holes that they have created for us. And may those who are out there on their way through the lagoon find their way to get through the miry clay and back to reconnect themselves with us. So we like to pour libation to all the four cardinal directions now. We pour libation to the east, and we look towards the east and say Ashe. We pour libations to the west, and we look towards the west, and we pour libations and say Ashe. We look towards the north and pour libations and say Ashe. We look towards the south and we pour libations and say Ashe. I like to summon all of the ancestors, my personal ancestors and my heroes and sheroes. I like to call on my mother's spirit, Clara Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Tommy Pete Harvey, Essie Pope, Marvin Jenkins, Eugene Lilly. I like to call on Tom Harvey. I like to call on Mary Lou Hawkins. I like to call on the name of Isa Lilly. I like to call on the name of Bessie Lilly. I call on these names that they may come back and reconnect themselves to the greater circle and that they may allow us and lend us their Ashe and their melanin. I like to call on Nina Simone so she can sing that sweetest, goodest song that she always sings. I like to call on Jackie Robinson that he will come and knock out oppression. And Madam C.J. Walker, walk that walk one more time and come back and straighten things out. Our country is in a mess. We ask that you come back, ancestors, and that you may help Obama, that you may assist him, and that dry bones may rise up from the grave and assist and arm themselves to stand watch like the watchman on the wall. He needs you now, ancestors, more than ever before. Go in that White House and surround it with your presence, and may you lift him up where he belongs. May you take the Lion King and make him strong so he will serve well, so you'll be able to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I ask the ancestors to come quickly now. As even so we say, come quickly, Lord Jesus, we know the ancestors have a vested interest in us. We call on them as we do the oracle reading. May they shed light upon the situation. May they allow us to see clairvoyantly into our lives and into our loved ones' lives. And may we be able to supernaturally call that which be not as though it were. And may we have the frequency of our melanin to help us in this endeavor as we read oracles and speak into our lives and close the gaps that divorce has created within our reach. And those wounded vessels who are hemorrhaging, may we be able to suture them back, and may we help them to be renewed and healed from this wound that they have encountered from the great work, that they have gone through and struggling through divorce. May you unite them to a status of wholeness, and may you help them to use these tools and place them in their arsenal so that they will begin to grow strong and live again. Can we find a purpose? Can we find a purpose after divorce? Is there a way to be an extraordinary people? Can we make ourselves great again and knit ourselves back together? I say, yes, we can. And we have that ability because ancestors are in our way now, and they're making it plain and clear so that we are reconnected back to the greater circle. We thank you, ancestors, for what you've done and for what you're about to do. And we praise you and we acknowledge you and we lift you up and say, let us stand on your shoulders so we can look over into the belly of the whale. And as we smile back at the belly of the whale, because in the end, it says that this too shall pass, and we know we win in the end. So as we call on the ancestors today, may they come in and smell that sweet-smelling Savior, and may the incense in their nostrils be pleasing to them, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, on thee do I wait. And on thee do I beseech for help. Guide us on the path, on the straight path, not on that narrow path of those who have gone astray. And we'll be careful to give you all the honor and the praise. And we say to God be the glory. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, last time we was on this airway, we talked about the position of Jesus and that he was God's son and he holds a place in this world, and that we all hold Jesus within our cosmic bodies, and Jesus has to show up in us. There is none coming down off the cross. He has already gone to the grave, and he came back with all power in his hand. He defeated death, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who don't know the scriptures, he went down into the pit of Hades, and he came back with the keys of death, and he came back to take the sting of death away so that he never have to die again. Can a man die twice? Can a man go through his mother's womb twice? No, he will not die a second time. He has already defeated death. He lives in the hearts of men and women. So don't set a plate out for him. Jewish family, don't set a plate out for him looking for Elijah. Don't set a plate waiting for him to come back. He's already risen. He has risen. As an evangelist, I come back to tell you that he has risen in the hearts of men. And you must know this and start looking for him in your children, looking for him in your loved ones. And we're going to look for him in the cosmic records today as he reveals himself in the oracle readings to us. He has risen. And Jesus is our Savior. He is our eldest brother. And he is a way of life. And there are many paths and many ways to get to God. Jesus is only but one. Don't let anyone tell you that Jesus is the only path to get to God. God would not create only one path when there are different denominations of people and different creeds of people and different nationalities. You must draw your religion from your nationality and from your culture. So he had to have given us different paths to get to him. How could he give the people from North Pole the same path that we would take coming from America? We would be on wrong paths. We all had different paths to get to God. And we all are in geographical different areas, so therefore we could not expect God to give us one direction coming from Jesus to serve all of the world, because Jesus was only in one geographical area. It would be an error on God's part, and God is not a God that he should lie. Now you must remember, we cannot lean on our own understanding, but lean on God, and he will direct our path. He said, let no man teach you. He said, I will teach you all things, and I will teach you through your spirit. I will speak to you through your spirit. And therefore, when we get these traditions of men and we go running with them, we need to know for ourselves that God lives within us to stir up the gift. Beat down the old man, kill the flesh daily, and stir up the gifts, and let God be pressed forward. Not only through your circumstances will he be pressed forward, but you can press him forward on a daily basis, and God will show up in you. And in your eyes, we will see God, and God will rise up, and so will his son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And that was a bit of a long prayer, but I wanted you to know we're taking this oracle reading from a perspective that is very, very important. And please do not take this lightly, ladies and gentlemen. Our chat rooms are open if you'd like to chat. But we are about to get right into our subject matter today, and we're talking about how to start living on purpose again after divorce. You don't have to worry about those decisions that you had to make on your first marriage when you were rushed into things, forced into things, pushed into things. You didn't know what you were doing half the time. Now you are on a brand new start. You're in the Care to Read Room, going through the divorce clinic, getting some help by God. Now that you're getting some help divorcing women and men, you can use these oracles to help you on your path. This is a tool I'm giving you from our institution. These are tools that you can look back on demand and get. Now, as I told you, the required reading for this class will definitely be The Art of Divination, Practice from Around the World by Dieter Blur. This particular book is where I'm going to be taking my study from today. And in looking at this book, I will not be covering each one of the geographical area oracle reading. I'm only selecting two today. However, hopefully we can matriculate through all of these others throughout the month of October. The Venda tablets is the one I want to talk to you about. This was the one that was more pertinent to me because it represents the family. And I'll just quote and read to you what it says here in the small advertisement. In Africa, the art of divination is based on symbols, links to natural forces, those that rule the element, animals and human beings. The Venda people of Zimbabwe use animal bones, wooden tables, or flat stones to forecast the future. The forces of nature that the soothsayers call upon, rain, fire, wind, and earth, are reflected in the ties that link the members of a family, the mother, the father, the son, and the daughter. Each are one bearers of message. Now, in their belief in Zimbabwe as a bearer of messenger, there are the cardinal directions, just as you heard me read about the cardinal directions. And in those cardinal directions represents the fire, earth, wind, and air. And the mother, in this case, represents the fertile earth, the home protection. That's what the mother represents. And the father is the water, the rain, the seed, the life force of the whole family. The son is the lightning, instinct, passion. The daughter is air, wind, desmos, and calmness. Now, when we are doing our oracle readings, most of the Africans use a piece of wood to carve these emblems on for the father, the mother, and the son and daughter. Or they perhaps use stones, or smooth stones, to carve these shavings in. when they wanted to ask the question about the family, they sat down outside on the ground perhaps and put their questions in their mind and spoke them into the atmosphere. Or they could silently meditate on their questions. Then they take the four symbols in their hand and they squat down and concentrate for a few seconds. And if you're using a wood, like I suggested, or you could use a stone, the flat stone, they throw them on the ground quickly, crisply. If using pieces of cardboard, throw them up in the air. If you don't have the wood and you're only using cardboard, throw them up in the air so they'll fall where they may. Now study the results quickly. Look at how they fall. The symbols that are hidden face down, is what I'm referring to, are asleep. They're at rest. And these are removed, and you take them and discard them and put them aside. Now look at the text when you get your book that relates to a combination of symbols. The single symbols that are open, that's faced up. Those that are left faced up, those are the ones that you do your reading by. For example, you open the symbol that's up, that's faced up, that I have faced up now, which is rain and wind. And this combination, you go and you look it up. It's the father and the daughter. And in your book, you will find that there is a listing for the father and the daughter. So let's read that, the father and the daughter. And it says here, water and air combines the powerful energy of the father and the likeness of the teenage girl. Excellent news. Something original and unexpected is coming your way. A new life, new ideas, new contact and encounter. This response is beneficial in all areas. If your question is about love, the wind is blowing while the moisture in the sky is generating the atmosphere and your state of mind. The way in which you see things and people is beginning to change. If your present situation does not suit you, you can be sure that things won't stay the same way very long. Do not remain fixated on one thought or on one person. You will soon change your surrounding, your pace, your habits, or even your partner. So whoever that reading may be going for, but that is just a sample of dealing with the oracle readings from the Venda people from Zimbabwe. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as I indicated, you can do this for yourself and give yourself a clairvoyant look into your Akashic records. Now, some people say that they can do this reading without ever using any mediums, and they just do them because they're close to the person, they know the person, they can look into the eyes of the person and into that person's life. You probably can, because your energy is able to know that person's spirit, and you can speak into their lives, and because you're so connected to that person, you can read that person, just like a book. Now, I'm talking about oracle readings and divination. These are tools that we're going to use after our divorce to help us see into our lives. We're not trying to read anyone else. We're trying to get ourselves together. And as we get ourselves together and ask questions about our love life, about our personal life, it will help put us on a path. Now, as I told you, there was one other one that I wanted to recommend, and that is the Ancient Egyptian, the Oracles of Ancient Egyptian. And these can be found in The Coming Forth by Day and Night, a lot of the representation. And it says here, all powerful in civilization were the divining incarnated in the dovers of the gods and the goddess. Natural forces and temporal powers were all created and arranged according to a universal order. The priestess of the ancient Egyptians were masters of art, magic, and divination. Now, they use the term magic. Most of the priests do not call it magic. They talk about being priests because priests are expected to know these abilities to read oracles, and the priests were only given this option. I will not do a sample of the ancient Egyptians because of for sake of time, but I will tell you some of the names that you can anticipate, such as Horus, the god of fertility and growth, Isis, sister and wife of Osiris, the god of magic. Then Horus, the son of Osiris and Isis, and embodiment of power on the earth. Bathsheba, the goddess of dance and joy, protector of the home. And then there's Thoth. Thoth, you've probably seen Thoth with the little wings on the back of his heels, and they're used when they are delivering express packages that were stolen from the Egyptian. God of the knowledge and the inventors of writing and pardon of scribes. He was a scribe and he was a writer. Then there's Hathor, the goddess of love and sensuality. Then Nefertiris, wife of Set and participated in the resurrection of the dead. So she was a part of that. The oracles of ancient Egyptian goes on. Ptah, the architects of the universe, pardon of the craftsmen and sculpturer. Then there is Set, the ruler of the desert and the darkness, Anubis, guardian of tombs, the pardon of embalium, Sirius, sacred star whose rising announces the flowing of the Nile, the lotus, images of the birth of sun emerging between its petals. Then there is the crooked of the fatal and elements of the pharaoh authority. Uranus, symbols of protection associated with the sun god. Solar, distant, symbol of the uplift and the spirit. And the twins, god of the air, his sister and wife, Tefnut, and god of the cloud. That is where they're holding the womb and the breast up. And Shoot is holding this up like a pillow, representing earth and heaven. The Sphinx, lions with a human head, benevolent guardian. The Scabbard, symbol of the sun, god as sun rising, and by associate of pharaohs. The Pyramid, symbol of the development of the soul through time. The Ankh, the cross or key to life and embodied of the breath of life. Now, those are the symbols that they use, quite a few, I might add. So you might want to be skilled to use that. I chose the one for the family because those are usually the people you have questions about, those that are close to you, your immediate nuclear family, and particularly your spouse that you might have questions or issues about. And especially going into a new marriage, you might have terribly a lot of questions. Now, some say it's important to get a background check from your potential spouse and get a criminal record. There are places online you can go and have that done for a nominal fee to check to see if this person has liens on any of his property, that if he has any type of a criminal record, child support. All those things are necessary, so you just don't walk into a relationship saying, well, you didn't tell me this, well, you didn't ask. Well, I thought you said that you was divorced. There's ways to find out if there's a divorce decree, if he was ever married or she was ever married. Those things are all necessary to look into the lives so that when you start this brand new relationship, now that you are divorced and you're starting on another path, whether it be on dating or whether it be to prepare to marry someone else. You want to know these things, and you're anxious about it, and you are serious about being clairvoyant and being able to read oracles. I know, because you'll probably go to somebody. You'll probably go to a soothsayer and say, could you tell me this about what's going to happen to me, and should I marry this man? Is this woman really real, and is she sincere, or will she leave me? These are all things you want to know, and guess what? The president has to have guidance, and he has to have officials that lead him. And sometime in his court, he has to have oracle readers or divination readers or soothsayers, as they call them, or he might even have a psychic to give him direction. Now, is it wrong, Christus? And I know you're sitting there saying, oh, my God, she's teaching him all of that Antichrist stuff. That's a New Age stuff. That ain't in the scriptures. That ain't biblical. Guess what? Most of your people in the scriptures were soothsayers, and they were called by the kings and queens, and they were utilized, and they were put in the king's court. And if you can remember, there was one that dreamed dreams and interpreted dreams, and he was Joseph. And he got over the grain house because he was able to interpret the dreams and give the king what he wanted in the dream to tell him about the harvest and what was going to happen. Everything that they teach in the Bible and tell you about, somebody may have utilized it. God is not telling you that's not for you or stay away from that, because it was all used and it was all beneficial for people who were starting all over and who needed direction for their life. And I think when you come out of a divorce, that is the first thing you need, is some direction for your life, because sometimes you're baffled and you're confused, and people can take you for a ride, a roller coaster ride. And some people can see that you're vulnerable, and they walk up to you and say, hey, remember me? I'm the one that loved you. Who loves you, baby? And because you're so vulnerable, you say, oh, do you really love me? Do you really love me? You don't say. I'm waiting for somebody to love me back. And now you're vulnerable because you haven't had any divinations. You didn't do any readings. You didn't check the cosmic records. You didn't even look at the moon and see if it was full or not. Are these demonic things that Africans are to stay away from, like Hijah and the Conqueror? No, they're not. Africans live their life by these things every day. And some of you church people are still practicing, and you're in the church turning your nose up at other people who speak about it, when you're secretly yourself calling on the forces to be to give you direction for your life in oracle reading. Now, oracle reading is very necessary. And there were once a time when only priests were prevented to go into the holies of holies. And when they went in, they had pomegranates on their feet because they had to be prayed up before they went on your behalf asking for anything on your behalf. But the veil has been torn, people. The veil has been torn towards the throne. Now, you can go boldly before the throne. And a lot of us are suffering unnecessary things in our relationships, in our courting life, in our finances. We are suffering because of lack of knowledge. The people perish. And that's what happens to us in a relationship. We get so hooked on hooks. But for those of you whose parents are spiritualists, and whose parents consulted the moon, and we couldn't get our ears pierced unless it was a full moon, and we had to do things by the moon. Now, tell me that is not oracle reading. That is all of oracle reading. And some of you church people are still reading oracles, but you're telling your congregation not to do it because it's antichrist, it's fetish, it's demonized, it's witchcraft. No, it's not. It's our heritage. It's our tradition. And it's our arsenal tools, and guess what? When you go in the courtroom, you need them. It's the arsenal tools that you've been lacking. You've been going in the courtroom unarmed. Don't you know that those judges and those lawyers consult oracles? They consult specialists who practice the occult, who work in the area of psychology, and they go to their psychics, and they have their personal psychic, and they smile about it. I have a personal psychic. And you think it to be something queer because they got the money to pay for it. You don't have to have a lot of money to have a psychic. But I don't recommend you go to a psychic. I recommend you have a priestess, somebody who is not undermining you, but somebody who is allowing the spirit to speak to you. Now, I want to say this plain and clear. I am not perpetuating any heresy in this room, and I bet not get a Christian that approached me, because I'm going to read you. I'm going to read you like a book, because the very thing that you're trying to accuse me of, you've already pondered over it, because we've got to get out of this soothsaying stuff where we let Eurocentric people tell us what is bad for us that comes from our heritage. We've got to be under the impression that we must examine our things for ourselves, to find out if there's any authority in them, any power in them. Now, power, say this with me, is the ability to define a thing and to make others accept it as their own. Do you want other people to have the power over you and take your stuff, dust it off, put their name on it, call it something different? Now they got to call it hoodoo out of the South, but it has nothing to do with Africa, but it's hoodoo. How can it not have anything to do with Africa if it's called hoodoo? It all came from Africa. Now they got your stuff, and they're making big-time money on it, and they're telling you, girl, don't you go over there to those black people. They're over there practicing readings. They're doing oracles, readings, and divination. That's all witchcraft. Don't touch that. When, in fact, they got your stuff in the back room making all their decisions with it, and you turning up your nose saying, I don't want to get no reading, because if I get a reading, that is demonic. That's anti-Christ. Let me tell you, the paranormal is every day for us now. The way we're living and about to live, with the country being shut down, you better get a reading to find out what the next day is going to be before you look at the newspaper or turn on the television. Because every day is undecided, and we are living in perilous times. We need direction for our lives, and we can live a new life. And we can live an extraordinary life, and we can have directions for our life. We do not have to be baffled. We do not have to be lost. And we can live our lives on purpose after divorce. And it does not have to be a shallow life. We do not have to tiptoe through the tulips because we're afraid, because we got a divorce. Now we feel like we're a scorned woman or a scorned man. And people treat you like that. Don't let them treat you like that. You have purpose in your life. You have aim in your life. And you're an extraordinary person because you overcame something. You took it upon yourself to make that move, to change something. And change is a revolutionary thing, people. Some people don't like you for making revolutionary moves, but it's necessary for our survival. We're talking about the survival of the fittest here. You survived a divorce. Now you must find a purpose in your life again after divorce. Can you really live an extraordinary life after divorce? I say you can. Let's close the gap together. As we close the gap on all these things, not having vision for our life, not having direction for our life, let's close the gap on that. Being unsure about the man that we're about to marry, let's close the gap on that. Do the background check. Do the homework. Do the research on them. Then close the gap. Let's close the gap on having an understanding about what is love. How do you approach love? How do you have love in your life? Let's close the gap on that. Learn about oracle reading. The ancient oracle reading is now open, and it is available to other people other than priestess. Now, the Bible laws will tell you they have the ability to do oracle readings, and maybe priestess will tell you the same thing. But because they're hidden and they cost a fee, sometimes you can't find them. You still have to learn what's best for your family and apply this old African tradition to your household and use it. Because I'm giving it to you as your arsonist tool. You're in the divorce clinic, and this is where you get your tools from. And these tools I want you to have. That book is very valuable. If you can find it and get your hands on it, make sure you get it in your arsenal and have it. How do you read them? And I've given you an example of how you can read something simple. Don't go get anything complex. You only want to start with one and master that. And when you master that, you can go to the next thing, Kari shells. Kari shells reading are very, very vital. You can purchase your Kari shells online, and you can read them and make sure that you file them down so that they have a butt on it. They have a mouth. They will speak to you. And this is just like the right hand of Ephah, because Aroma Law was there at the inception of each of us. So he can speak about our inception, and he knows our beginning from our end. So we're really consulting Aroma Law to tell us what is in store for us. And can you tell us if this is going to be a successful marriage? And will we be able to fare well in this relationship? How about our finances? Do we need more money in our IRA? Do we need to put more money away? Do we need to stretch out and plan out our marriage because of our finances being weak? Are there some good things in the cosmic record for us? Will we be happy? Will we have long suffering together? These are all the things that you question yourself now that you're starting